Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everybody to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. We've got people from all over the country. Actually, we have had people from all over the country that have been trying to dial in for the last hour. So, Ted, I think that means they want to hear from you. And they've never heard from you, so that's a good thing. And
just one of many.
We're going to have a great call this morning. So, hey, and just as a quick reminder, a couple announcements at the end of the call. So don't, after we say sayonara to Ted, don't jump off the line too quickly. And so let's get underway. My name is Vance Rogers, for those who have never joined us on Saturday AM Live. And we have a simple format every single Saturday morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time. That's 10 a.m. on the East Coast, to simply take the best of the wellness consultants that are out there around the world. We've had guests from Europe and Australia, and basically bring them to you so we can learn, we can grow all together, because I think that's what the wellness consultant world is all about, that we will never have arrived. There's no sense in that. I think it's impossible to have arrived, even approaching the 20-year mark in this, that we're always going to continue growing. So that's my goal every single Saturday morning. And on that note, before we jump in and hear Dr. Lehman's story, I received this yesterday, actually, from Dr. Carol Guth, and I thought it was appropriate that we have kind of a double doctor whammy here. And Carol is a board-certified, anesthesiologist, and also a pain management specialist was her career before she retired. She is now the president of the Alumni Association at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, and is working on some amazing things back there. However, she sent this to me yesterday because last Saturday, and if you missed the call with all the different people sharing about their results with the Bergisterol, or Bergy, the new drink that Nikan introduced about 2 months ago, I highly encourage you to go back to SaturdayAMLive.com and catch that recording. However, this is what Carol shared yesterday with me, and I knew you guys would appreciate this. 20 years of glaucoma. Past 5 years, the eye pressure has been steadily on the high side, oscillating around 20 to 21. That's the measurement of pressure on the eyes. And I've been using all the Nikan products for 15 years, including the sleep mask and every brick and or softer pillow that came out in the interim. I've used a variety of medications, herbs, and been mostly on vegan, sometimes vegetarian diet. Nothing really affecting it, ever keeping it below 19, okay? So that's kind of setting the template, so to speak. This past year has been steadily rising to very anxious levels, even on, Ted, am I pronouncing this correctly? Travitin? Travitin. She said, that's the best drug that works for me. I've tried them all. 8 months ago, the pressure in both eyes was 21. 4 months ago, the pressure was 24, and in one eye, 23 in the other. Ophthalmologist was concerned and threatened at the procedure that and suggested a procedure that I refused. 1 week ago, at a doctor's appointment, the pressure in both eyes was 17, the lowest it has been in 20 years. And here's where it gets to the good stuff. 2 weeks ago, before the appointment, I had started using the Power Mag over my eyes twice a day until it automatically shut off in 25 minutes. I told the doctor about the magnetic energy, that was the reason. However, today, after hearing you read the last testimony from Jerry saying that her vision had improved, this was Jerry Hendricks, Jerry Hickson, I'm sorry, from Melbourne Beach, Florida, was her experience. Her vision improved after taking the Bergisterol. I began thinking, hey, maybe the eye pressure drop was due to the Bergy, or else it worked in synergy with the Power Mag. I began taking the Bergisterol 2 ounces a day about a month ago. And this is how she signs off. So perhaps Bergisterol effectively controls blood pressure and eye pressure. Stay tuned, Carol Goose. So, Carol, thank you for sending that to me. And, Ted, I think it's so funny that you and I were discussing this yesterday, that in Nikan we can get so many amazing results with the products and the business that we tend to forget that technically, well, I can't, you can, as a medical professional, make medical claims. But at the same time, we can learn how to effectively share the results we get with these products with other people and say, as Carol did, you know, it effectively controls. Whether it controls blood pressure and eye pressure, we don't know. However, it obviously is doing something. And so, Ted, let's go back to the beginning of you and Jacqueline's story. When you were, or prior to being introduced to Niken, you are a urologist by trade, and I want folks to hear what led you into that field of study and all the good stuff. I mean, you don't have to go back to when you were, you know, a child and your great dreams of studying people's bodies and that kind of stuff, unless that was part of the story. So, tell us about Dr. Ted Layman.
Well, Vance and people, I've been around for a long time, and talking about an eye doctor, and I've sort of focused on the south end of the body. So I've been sort of people don't know what a urologist is. A urologist has to do with the genital urinary tract. My wife, Jacqueline, who many of you might remember, who was with me in Niken for a long time, had a hearing loss, and when we first started dating, she asked me what I did for a living, and I said I was a urologist. And my voice doesn't carry very well. She thought I was a brain surgeon. So she thought I was worked on the nerves in the head. And then when I told her what I really did for a living, I didn't have the courage to tell her I had most of my hands most of the time, or I thought she might not go, she might not want to follow me again. But she did, and we were married for 23 years, and she was much involved in Niken, probably more so than I was, and she passed away about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a lot of work together as couples in Niken, and she was, those you remember her, she was an incredible person. But anyway,
Ted, you're talking about Jacqueline, so I have to throw this in.
My wife, Jacqueline.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, for people who don't, that are not in the Portland area, or were not at a big Niken event where they got to experience her, she literally was larger than life. And people say, oh, when so-and-so walks in the room, the room changes. Well, Jacqueline was definitely one of those types of people, and I'll never, ever forget meeting her and attending meetings here in Portland with her. And she just had an amazing way of conveying truth and life and energy in a way that it inspired me, and I know you knew this because you got to enjoy and got to live with her. So, what led you into the study of, as you said, the lower end of the body, of the, you know, the urinary tract and bladder issues? What in med school did you just have a fascination with how that worked, or what brought you to that point?
Well, no, when I started out, actually, I was. In fact, I'd been a lot of things. I'd been a psychologist and a biochemist and all sorts of things before I went into medicine. And as a matter of fact, what led me into urology, as did to many people, was a mentor, somebody that when I was going through my training, I saw something in him and his program that I didn't see from him, and I sort of became a urologist. I was going to be a psychiatrist, so I went from heads to tails and back again. So, what got us into not urology, but so much, but into Niken is had to do with Jacqueline, and having been a pretty much of a left brain anal retentive surgeon most of my professional life, I heard about these products from a lady named my upline, Jenny Richards, and she told Jacqueline about the Niken product. This was almost 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And she came over and showed us these things, and I was very skeptical because I spent most of my life as an academic and on the faculty at Oregon Health Science Center, and about that time, Jacqueline developed breast cancer, and she she had the appropriate treatment, and then she was given a drug called tamoxifen, which knocks out all the female hormones, which does a lot of things. One, not the least of which is she had severe hot flashes, and we couldn't really stay in the same bed, let alone the same room. And so the products that led me, it didn't lead me into urology, but it led me into NECAN, was the effect that the sleep system had on Jacqueline, and it improved her life, and so she felt much better. And then she became, as anybody who knew Jacqueline, she became a zealot about it. And I was still dragging my anchor and didn't believe it. And you need to, like most allopathic physicians, I had to be shown the data, and I did. I heard about it, and then I did my own studies on myself, for example. But anyway, mm-hmm. So that's what led me into NECAN, not into urology. But I'm not sure why I ended up in urology. Probably because of a teacher. I was a surgeon. I wanted to be a surgeon. I wanted to be a doctor for as long as I can remember. So I think I had a calling. Why I went into urology, I still don't quite understand. Probably because of my own self-interest in the lower end of the body, especially my lower end of the body. So I'm looking back after several years and finding out, looking back where I've been and where I'm going, it's a pretty spooky thing. But here I am coming back into NECAN after several years recess, and but I have a special interest in that part of the bodily function, you know.
Sure, and Ted, I want to get into that. And before we do, though, I'm curious. You had mentioned Jacqueline passed away 4 years ago. You retired from an actual practicing urologist how long ago?
Oh, it was 1997.
Okay, so we're talking about 14 years.
You've
been out of practice. However, the beautiful thing about your industry or your degree and your certification is that you'd never kind of really hang that up, because once you've got the title of a doctor, you're always a doctor, and whether practicing or not. And one of the things that we've enjoyed here in Portland is your ability to communicate simple truths without using this huge scientific medical jargon. And sometimes you slip up, I'll admit that, and you know this, okay? I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But you really, really attempt to allow us to experience that, hey, this is what's going on in the body when you stand on that pair of insoles, because you look at everything from a totally different perspective than the common person without all that medical training. That being said, when you, as you just stated, you're coming back into NECAN because you pulled out because of the loss of a major component of your life, where do you see right now, because, and this is where we're going to get into some of the things you've been experimenting with some of these issues that affect bladder issues and bladder control and, you know, the whole nine yards. Do you have, in looking back over your 20-year tenure, do you have a favorite NECAN product that you would, that when you're talking to people, because I know we can vacillate. Sometimes we can say, well, it's the progesterone. Sometimes, well, it's the power patches. But for you, for Dr. Ted Layman, do you have a favorite product from NECAN that you just say, man, this is the one to use?
Well, I think it has to do with magnetic energy and far infrared energy, however it's applied. And one of the favorite that I just recently developed an interest in, how it affects not only people's musculoskeletal problems, but also even their genitourinary problem, has to do, and I kind of discovered this accidentally, was the Mag Creator. And I found that, and also the little tiny power patches, because that's what led me back into NECAN, because these little power patches don't cost very much, which is a real consideration. I found that actually helps many women who have hyperactive bladders. But, you know, there's a lot of things that cause people to have hyperactive bladders, but so many women towards the age of menopause, just before and after, have trouble with some leakage, and they are embarrassed about it, and they just take it as a matter of course.
Sure.
But I found that just these things only cost $1.25 a piece. Mm-hmm. But now there's some bigger ones, the ones that are go into the sleep system, the RX problems. Those are the things that right now I think are I'm finding a lot of interest in, because those magnets, which are more powerful and stronger, they're already in our sleep systems, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a long way of roundabout way of answering your question, Vance. But I think the thing I'm becoming most interested in is the RX magnets, how they apply to sleep and the genitourinary tract. You know, it applies to not only urinary function, but very closely associated with urinary function for both men and women is sexual function.
Sure.
And I've been doing studies on that for quite a while. There's some machines that are already applied for people who have incontinence called Neotonus machine. And so I've been doing this research for a long time. And all these magnets that are in the sleep system that may help. A friend of mine is also a consultant. Tom Berglund is very interested in using appliances. He's used these for medical appliances for
mm-hmm.
kids with bedwetting. And can you imagine what might happen if all the people in the world that wet the bed or that sort of thing, what the implication is?
Mm-hmm.
I hesitate to go ahead and talk about this because I'm not ready to. I still believe in evidence-based medicine, so I don't want any claims on that. Start people sticking magnets all over their body because Dr. Ted, said something.
Well, Ted, again, what's fascinating to me is that here we're dealing with Niken over the years has taken what we had, and I always share the Nike philosophy: if it ain't broken, fix it anyways. There was nothing wrong with any of our previous sleep systems that we had over the years. Nothing wrong with that. However, our dear friend Anthony Beauvais at his company, the New Magnetics, is always looking at ways to make things better. And with that RAM magnet, that radial access magnetic, that product really has revolutionized. And as his attorney said when they filed for the patent, that, this will be the last time we file for a patent of this nature, because there is nothing else out there in the industry even close. But sleeping on that every night, and I like the way you say you're hesitant about, pulling the no pun intended, but pulling the covers back to let the world see that, hey, we have something. But what goes through my mind is right now, you mentioned about sexual issues, and that right now the most popular drug on the market is either Viagra or Cialis, or maybe a combination of all of them. But this is a major, major issue, and I can't help but think it has to do with the lack of circulation in the body and the body not functioning the way it should, because we're not exposed to the magnetic strength of the earth like we need to be, and or we've got so many other environmental factors out there that are prohibiting the magnetic field of the earth from actually working in our body. And I don't want to get too technical, because we probably just lost a few dozen people right there.
I have a tendency to do that, as myself, and I go on and on and on. But basically, the thing that I think the biggest difference for me is transitioning from sickness to wellness. And we talk about being wellness consultants. And the concept is that you don't have to be sick to get better. So
mm-hmm.
if you focus, it's both economically feasible and ethically feasible to focus on making people better, not that they're sick. And so if you can improve people's function so they won't get sick, that's what it's all about. And we have products in Niken that I think, my opinion, that's all it is. I can't substantiate this. It is that I think some of these things that many of us are working on to improve, not to fix something, but make it something good to have better.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we talk a lot about the wellness home, and I crossed my mind. I had kind of a zany, weird sense of humor, thinking that a wellness home should also be a dry home.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that is a weird sense of humor,
yeah.
But I understand.
And
Ted, let me just interject here. what's fascinating, 99% of people on the call right now have no idea. This was a huge, huge struggle in my past as a young boy. And it's extremely awkward and embarrassing, going over for a sleepover at somebody's house, or, you know, being the young man or the young person with the wet sleeping bag on a camp out. Extremely, extremely embarrassing. And how many kids are out there that even into their teenage years are dealing with this? And I just saw another story that came to me this week about a young man. And I don't know if I can find it here on the computer, but this is a major issue. And I like your comment about that a happy home or a wellness home should be a dry home. And we're not talking about the abstinence of alcohol, but that's not a bad idea either.
But it shouldn't be too dry. I mean, because it has to be moist down there for everybody, you know, but not too moist. So we talk about balance, and you've got to keep that in mind, and too.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended, I guess. But,
yeah, exactly. But what do you see, without making a blanket statement, that the Nature Rest, the Nikin sleep system, and because we can't make any medical claims, and even you as a doctor could not say, you know, based on my opinion, this can take care of all bladder issues. This can take care of all sleep issues. We can't make that
blanket statement. No, it can't. You know, it depends what's behind it all. So you get at the cause of this, and then you try to. So you don't apply these things to symptoms, but you find out. Try to find out what it is and apply something that will possibly help people, but certainly the first thing you learn in medical school on the Hippocratic Oath is primum nocere, first note, do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us who have allopathic degrees took and believed in the Hippocratic Oath, and many of us believe, but we've been sort of brainwashed. So people that are not allopathic or Western medicine people focus on mainly about wellness. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, for example, you know, how shall I say, wellness is not joy is not the absence of despair. Joy and love is something you can have more of. And so I think you should focus on what you have and tweak it so you can continue to have it for as long and prevent people from getting into the disease process when they have to use drugs and things to lower their cholesterol, and which some of the things we know, Bergatol has some of these things that tends to do that. It may lower the pressure in the process of doing that. I don't know if it's going to lower the intraocular pressure in somebody's eye.
Mm-hmm. But then again, we don't know that it didn't. You know, it's one of those things, and once you get on the product, there was a phrase that came about in the 70s, I believe, or at least that's when, as a kid, as a young man, when I first heard it, my parents, who worked with a primarily nutritional company, Shackley, they always, you heard the phrase a lot, you know, may we never know what we
are. Yeah, that's right.
And that's probably much older than that, but at the same time, that I think is exactly what you're talking about here, that a Nikin wellness home, or even some of the components of a wellness home, there's a lot of people that say, well, I can't afford that, and I would, not being sarcastic, but I would say, well, how can you afford not to? You really should look into this.
That's right.
And
I don't know if you remember Barney Margulis, who was a pediatrician.
Yes, I do.
And he's retired. He lives in Pennsylvania. I remember him. He was roundly criticized by his pediatrician colleagues, but he was able to think outside the line, as some of us, I think, are doing. And one of the remarks that he made that I never will forget, he said, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. So, but you have to be careful about what you tell people, because they may take off and do something that is inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why we, you know, we're always quick to say, hey, we're not making any medical claims. Just because this person had this result does not mean everybody is going to have
right.
This result. the stories that we heard last week about the results with progesterol, just because Bert down in San Antonio, just because his blood sugar dropped 100 points in a couple weeks after using this great new product, doesn't mean everybody's blood sugar is going to drop that much if you're dealing with blood sugar issues. However, I think we could make the blanket statement here that these products will help normalize your body and your bodily functions, and you just may experience a totally different quality of life. Because we know they've had, over the last 36 years, Neekin has had millions of satisfied customers and doing business in 38 countries, so we know that to be true. Ted, for the sake of time, and I find myself saying that a lot on this call because we get into these things and we really it gets to be very, very fun. And I know that our listeners are learning just different phrases that you've said and that you've shared. Where do you see this going? And I think we should probably note that you've seen a lot in your 80, how many years?
On September 6th, I will be 85.
Okay. And
I'm chronologically gifted.
Chronologically gifted. You had another pithy phrase in there that you shared a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't write it down fast enough to remember it. But your secret to staying as youthful as you are, because if people saw you, they would never guess you as approaching your 85th birthday. But did you remember that phrase, that besides the chronologically gifted, your secret to success in maintaining youthfulness?
Between living in self-denial and when the bed breaks, I'll see you in the spring.
Yeah, that was it.
It's one of those things. I'm old. I don't remember all these things.
Yeah, no.
What do you expect from an old dude like me?
Clean living and self-denial.
Making the pitch for people focusing, the boomers are very important, but I think a lot of people in my age category, older people, still have some of their physical and mental and spiritual capabilities remaining, and we need to focus on them and keep them and allow them to live effectively by doing preventative things, by encouraging exercise and appropriate diet, and not abusing what they have left. You know, it'll last them much longer that way. You got to keep moving and thinking. And other people, if you stop, why then it's over with. You know?
Yeah, and I don't. Again, as I stated earlier, I don't think we'll ever get to the point as wellness consultants where we can say that we've arrived, that we've figured it all out.
No.
That our bodies are the perfect specimens of health. I mean, I joke about that because I know where I was 10 years ago to where I am today. Ted, where do you see this as you're approaching your 85th birthday, and as Neekin continues to expand, they'll be introducing new products, some of which we've already had. They're just, you know, tweaking them and making them better. Where do you see this going from a medical professional who's been out of the game? Are retired now for 14 years, where do you see the potential of this going? I mean, what, as wellness consultants, as people who don't have the letters behind our names, that don't have all this background and training, what can we potentially do with this?
I think basically it's focusing on the positive. Look at the possibilities rather than what you can't do. And in that sense, focus what we're really trying to do is, you know, human as being more. You can be more, not less. It's like what's going on in Congress right now. Focus on the possibilities and not what you can't do. What you focus on expands. You create your own. And so I think Neekin and other most companies are in business to make a profit, which is nothing wrong with that. But wellness is something that physical, spiritual is something that you can improve upon, and if you do that, that's where things are going. It's cost effective to keep people out of trouble rather than try to fix them when they're broken.
Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that you said the idea behind it is to turn a profit. That there's a business in everything, and people who are successful, they'll actually turn a profit. And if you're not,
you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, I think the primary focus is to be in service and to help people and help yourself and, you know, for yourself and for the glory of God.
And Ted, I think there's so many areas that we tend to miss the forest through the trees, so to speak, in that when we're attempting to introduce people to Niken, we get, you know, well, they just have to have a product result. Oh, really? Okay. Well, maybe they do. However, if we've already experienced it, one of the gentlemen that is going to be with us here in a couple weeks, and I don't know exactly the story, but a new wellness consultant, I think he's been with Niken for less than a year, and you talk about turning a profit. As a silver wellness consultant, he pulled in a commission check over $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just crazy in my mind, looking back, because I don't know of a silver, and maybe they have, and I just didn't know about it. But Carl Eaton, he's focused on, hey, just read my story. This is what's happened to me. And he's sending people to his website.
Yeah.
And because there are millions of people, and maybe you and I don't have the ability like Carl to tell a story as dramatically and powerfully as he's doing it or typing it up the way he has, but we all have a story. We've all experienced so many wonderful things. And I just look at the fact, simple fact that you're approaching 85 years old. You're still very, very active, whereas I've met people in their late 40s, early 50s who are not active because of the amount of medication they're on, because the choices they've made. And I'm sorry for them, but I like you, want everybody to experience a quality of life that's possible. I mean, why not? What have we got to do?
Well, absolutely, yes. And, you know, I've been thinking that way for a long time. You know, I got involved in Niken a long time ago with Jacqueline, and because of her and her influence, I got involved in it, and people wanted to hear doctors talk about stuff, but really they wanted to hear Jacqueline, which is great, but she's not here anymore. But anyway, the focus is on keeping people well, and making a profit is fine. I got into it, you know, we got pretty impressed with myself, and I went through the thing, and I went up fast, you know, a long time ago, and I'm a platinum consultant for whatever that's worth. It doesn't mean very much to me, and I'm not concerned with going up the next step. And I, you know, we had the house and the car and all that sort of stuff. You know, so what? So,
mm-hmm.
But what good is it to her or me now? I don't need that stuff. I just need to get ahead in order to, you know, my needs are different now than they were 10, 15 years ago.
Right, and that's a wonderful thing about Niken, is all of us have different needs. I was on the phone last night with a gentleman who we were talking about these things, that all of us have different seasons we go through. And the wonderful thing about Niken, it is tailor-made to meet each and every one of those seasons because, as you just said, you know, what we focus on expands. So if we're focusing on, you know, a more balance of the five pillars, you know, family, mind, body, society, and finances, those will expand when we focus on them. And the more we get into Niken, the sooner we take, you know, humans being more and apply the principles. And I look at what Niken is going to be unveiling here next Monday on August 1st, that, you know, folks, here's a note to self, be on the kickoff call. I think you'll definitely want to be on it, and you'll appreciate the fact when you are. What Niken continually changes, always for the better, allows us to do just that. Ted, one last question for you, and then we'll tie a bow on this conversation. Looking back, is there one story? We sometimes call them testimony, and people might get freaked out about that because, are we in church now? No. But is there one story that you and Jacqueline or either your own personal experience or somebody that you introduced the products to that just jumps out as your all-time favorite that, you know, if there was nothing else, that made it worthwhile? Was there one person that you look back to and say, man, this one just shocked me?
Well, the short answer to your question is no. But so there's many things that happened that really changed my turned me around,
mm-hmm.
from a very left brain anal retentive surgical type personality to somebody that thinks outside the box and becomes led by, you know, rest your soul, Jacqueline, is that. The story that, you know, has to do with a particular, well, there's a lot of things, like how I'm a compulsive exerciser. I'm an ancient marathoner. I'm a runner and I'm a skier and I do all these very vigorous athletic things, and I'm very competitive. I have been in the past, but what happened to me that I used to tell a story about when I was involved in UCAN was how I did a study on the use of the magnets, the mag steps in my shoes, and I had plantar fasciitis, an irritation of the tissue at the bottom of my foot, and I was told not to run, and I used all these anti-inflammatory, non-steroidal things. I did everything, was told to stop running and rest, and, you know, it's like somebody telling a fish not to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny Richards, my upline, I don't know what happened to her, gave me some mag steps to use, and I used those, and I did much, you know, it was almost miraculous. You know, you hear all these hallelujah stories, that the anecdotes that people tell, like the lady with the glaucoma that you mentioned when we started talking. But so that made a big change in my life, and I thought this, maybe this was all in my head, so I did sort of a double blind study on myself, or a double leg study. use magnets in one side and not the other, and found out that it did work, you know. The other one, so I had to do this over and over again and try it on other people, because I've been a researcher and worked in an academic, and so I was very skeptical, and I had to do a control study and all that kind of stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
And that anyway, it impressed me. It wasn't something that was that I learned from doing evidence based study, except that. But the experiences that I had, you know, it was an experiential thing. That sort of brought me a little bit out of my head and more into my thinking changed a little bit momentarily. So, and what I saw in Jacqueline, how it changed her hot flashes, is, you know, so.
Yeah. What I so appreciate is you've not once in sharing about your plantar fasciitis, I did have that years ago, and I remember the treatment that the doctor recommended for me, same exactly what you just said. You know, a lot of different drugs, a lot of different medication, and what really helped me was just utilizing some of the different wellness home components. And I love the fact that you not once did you say, well, I use this from Nikan, and then I use this. No, it's everything that the wellness home has to offer. And can we really credit it to anything? We say that, you know, this took care of Jacqueline's hot flashes. No, we I remember these stories because you just use whatever we have at our disposal. And the proper exercise, attempting to put the right things in our mouth rather than the typical all-American, you know, diet. And just think about it. Just a little bit of common sense medicine is what, you know, if we remember that. Hey, this isn't rocket science. I don't think we have to have years and years and years of medical training to figure out how the body works if we'll just kind of break it down and think about it. And that's what makes it user-friendly for everybody, especially the nature of
sleep. Sometimes it isn't even science, Vance. It's something that you can't explain it until you experience it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And So that's what's changed for me. You know, I've gone from in my own life from sickness to wellness, and find that's and prevent from fixing things from negative to positive. You know, I guess the big transition is from having a negative attitude and a confrontational, competitive attitude to a positive and kind and loving attitude. Something that, well, I was put here to do something special. I'm not, now that I'm so old, I'm just beginning, looking back, now I'm beginning to appreciate that now that things have changed.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, I'm not going to live forever. I don't necessarily want to, but while I'm still here, I want to function as best I can. We have things, not just in NECAM, but all sorts, whether it's substances or use of different products that stimulate and improve your ability to function more effectively.
Yeah.
And, and that's kind of what it's all, you know, humans being more, not humans being less.
Interesting take, spin on the words. It's about humans being more, not about humans being less. Ted, I know that many, many people who are on the call right now or listening to the recording are saying, hey, man, this I never thought, looked at it from this perspective. And I'm not going to give out your email address here because I know what happens and you'll just get flooded. But if people do contact me, I know you're not opposed to it. And I will pass those on that on an individual basis. And I just want to say thank you. From my perspective, being one of the local wellness consultants here in Portland, Oregon, here in the Northwest, we've greatly benefited from your not only your involvement but your contribution to our lives. And it means a lot. And again, it's not just because you've got the letters behind your name. It's just who you are as a person. And it really has benefited us greatly. And I know there's several people that I wish I would have had on the call, and I've jotted some names down of people that I'm going to call and say, hey, you need to listen to this gentleman. Let his perspective, impact your decision-making. So thank you again.
Well, you know, the letters and the credentials, in my opinion, I've got a whole bunch of them, don't mean anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
At the very end, that's who you are and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to leverage my credentials to give people the opinion that I know everything about anything just because I'm a quote doctor or whatever, or a psychologist or a biochemist. Because I'm learning new things all the time, and I think what we need to do, all of us, is to see what the possibilities are. Look at new things. Be open and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I'm going. And so,
we thank you for that. So, folks, our guest this morning has been Dr. Ted Lehman. And if you know somebody, as I just made reference to, that you think should have been on the call, should have heard his story, SaturdayAMLive.com. That's www.SaturdayAMLive.com, and you just scroll down until you see Ted Lehman's name, and then click, and you'll instantly be able to hear the playback of the call. And absolutely free, we never charge for this, and so there you just got doctor's opinion and doctor's advice for free today. So thank you again, Ted. Greatly, greatly appreciate it.
And one last recommendation.
Yes, absolutely.
Take home. Remember this. Write this down. It's better to kick the bucket than to turn a little pale. And it's good to have a sense of humor, too. And have fun, you know.
And you've definitely done that over the years. So, Ted, thank you again. I really, really do appreciate it. I'm biased, and I think those of us here in Portland, we get the benefit of having you, and so we got a leg up. But folks, if you want to contact Ted directly, you can email me, and I will pass on your request to him. I'm not going to open up the floodgates here. But if you want to do that, email me. My email address is V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995@AOL.com. Again, VSRogers 995@AOL.com. And I'd be happy to assist you in that way. So we need to bid you farewell, Ted. Thank you again. And
everybody have a joyous weekend.
Thank you again. You too.
Bye-bye.